Aloha, and welcome to Ask NTK. No matter where you are or what your life feels like, this hour is for you. Take a deep breath in. Breathe in aliveness. Let your breath out. Release your stress. Breathe in love and release your breath in gratitude. How was your week? I can sure tell you you're in for a treat tonight. I have a special guest, a dear friend of mine, Sharon Jeffers, who will be telling us of her great adventures in the cards of destiny. So tonight we're going to focus on relating, the key to life. Remember the calling numbers for the U.S., 877-876-5227, Canada, 888-815-9756, and worldwide, a direct line, 530-876-3222. You know, one of the most amazing things about this topic of relating, it's an inside job. And our primary place to explore looking at relating is, how do you live in your body? Because we have 76 trillion cells that are relating to each other 24/7. And we don't even think about it. The way that we consciously relate to our body will give us a very strong clue about how we relate to everything in our life. So just think about it for a moment. This incredible temple that you live in, this special, unique creation that is you, how do you treat this special creation? How much love do you have for your body, for your life, for you? When you give yourself the opportunity to really recognize that relating starts first in your own body, in your own life, in your own heart, and then you extend that energy out into the world, consciously or unconsciously, that's how come kids and dogs know who they want to hang out with. Because our energy precedes us. I want to just give you a little report about relating this week. Had a lot of calls throughout the world. There's big changes going on Mama Earth, and I'm imagining you're noticing that as well. Some of the reports that have been happening is sleep disruption. Seems to be more people feeling tired. More tired even than is usual. Many people are not able to sleep well at night, maybe a few hours, wake up, try and go back to sleep. Eating habits are changing. And a high level of emotional energy running through individuals' bodies and in their life experiences. There's also a report of dramatic time changes, excuse me, that thinking that you're going to be doing something and within just a nanosecond, the shift occurs, the focus shifts, and you're headed in another direction. So one of the key things that seems to be supporting all of this change, known or unknown, is to just flow with the moment. Surrender the conditions or the choices and allow yourself to keep moving forward. How's your week been, Sharon?
Hi, Kay. My week has been, it's sort of been moving very quickly. Just what you were saying, a lot happening.
A lot happening.
Energy, a lot going on. Just, it's amazing. I was talking to somebody yesterday and I said, God, are you experiencing this too? It just feels like the earth is spinning faster.
Mm-hmm.
And she agrees. I mean, everybody I know feels like they're running on a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
It is very wild.
Is there an astrological explanation for that?
Well, there is. And it's a combination of, we have some major planets. Uranus in Pisces has been there since 2003 and will be there till 2010. And Uranus works on our neural pathways and on our neurological system.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, is part of what supports our electronic creations and sometimes disrupts those as well. And when it's in the sign of Pisces, Pisces works with our visions and works with our extended consciousness. So Uranus in Pisces is really supporting a decrystallization of mental concepts and beliefs, our constructs that we've used to hold our reality together are dissolving. Mm-hmm. Like when you take an ice cube out of the freezer and set it on the counter,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't disappear, but it does change form.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a dramatic influence. And then we've added Mars in Taurus in the last few days, and that brings in a tremendous amount of impact in our physical world, our physical body.
Hmm. I wonder if, too, because in Chinese astrology, it's the year of the fire pig.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that element of fire is having an effect on us as well.
Well, we have
burning
a lot of right, and we have a lot of planets in fire right now.
Uh-huh.
So with the Chinese version, you know, and then having a lot of planets in fire.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the other thing, the scientists now are registering that the solar flares are closer to the Earth with greater intensity than they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
They're also recognizing, either with the technology, there are particles coming off of Jupiter and Saturn that they've never registered before. Now, whether these particles have been there all the time, but now we have technology to discern that.
Mm-hmm.
That's another question, but they are definitely wondering and exploring what effect this is happening, what effect this is having on the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, and
I know about the sun, though, and
mm-hmm.
more fire. You know, I know
mm-hmm.
the sun is behaving pretty wildly.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want the audience to know this sweet voice you're hearing is Sharon Jeffers, and I want you to have a little bit of background with Sharon's exquisite work, that she's an internationally known author and consultant and life advisor with an extensive background in holistic healing. As an applied kinesiologist and teacher of Black Hat Feng Shui. So her questions, her thoughts run deep, and she has developed programs and trainings for prison inmates and youth at risk, police officers, academy trainers, actors, teachers, and healing professionals. Now, her latest focus over this past decade is with the mystic science of the cards of the Magi, which led her to write her award-winning book, which I'm telling you is such a beautiful book.
Thank
you. It's called Cards of Destiny. So, Sharon, from your perception with this mystical science of the cards of the Magi, could you give us a little news on how that oracle is representing this time of change on the planet?
Well, wow. I wish I knew the birthday of the Earth or humanity. I wish I could actually look that up like I can look up California or, you know, Los Angeles or you or me. And I can't. However, when I look at the, for those of you that are listening and aren't familiar with this science, it reveals that the playing card deck was originally used for timekeeping. It was originally a calendar. And there's an order of the suits, which is hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades. And I think that as humanity has evolved over time, that we've moved through those different suits. The heart suits represent our, the heart suit represents our childhood, the beginning of our life, and that time of learning to be with family. And the club suit represents the mental realm, our learning, our gathering of information. Then the diamond suit represents our manifesting what we've learned and our values. And then the spade suit represents our spirituality and our wisdom. And, you know, I was thinking about this recently, how greed is seems to be a little out of proportion right now. And that would be, you know, an unawakened aspect of the diamond suit. And I was thinking about that relative to humanity in general, or our culture anyway, and how, but it, I don't think it's just our culture. I think it's worldwide right now. And it's really interesting to look through the eyes of this oracle and see how each one of those suits represents not only a time in the evolution of humankind, but also in us personally, and how those things overlay and interface with each other. So I feel like if I had to, if I had to be pinned down with this, I'd say that we're transitioning. I see all of it active, but think that what we really need to learn right now is the power of higher values, and how, and the fact that our integrity and our alignment with those higher values, when we bring spirit and matter together as one, that that's when we have the power to transform, you know?
I think that's so valuable and so realistic, Sharon. And as you were speaking, you know, and acknowledging the various ways in which life transforms itself and we transform with life, that I think it's so important for us to have a point of balance. You know, it's like when we're driving on the highway, to have a mile marker. Mm-hmm. Now, it may not be that we necessarily look at that mile marker and say, oh, mile marker 20, now I'm going to watch for mile marker 21. But some part of us registers those mile markers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are similar phases of our evolving consciousness in humanity, that we're registering mile markers. And I think the oracles are like a map. And one oracle may be more appropriate for another. You know, it's so wonderful that we have several that can be of support as we travel on this big journey.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're speaking about this, what seems to be an increasing level of greed, I was wondering, you know, when we have infection in our body, sometimes it looks like it gets worse before it gets better because it has to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if this is an increase in greed consciousness or if it's a detox of the suppressed greed and the hidden behaviors that we haven't wanted to really look at because, you know, they don't feel very good and the results are not nice.
You know, it's interesting because as we're talking about this, I don't feel the greed, you know what I mean? And that makes a lot of sense to me, what you just said. I feel that because we've broken free from an old paradigm and now people are realizing that anything's possible, I think part of what's going on is it is a learning for us to find balance, like you were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's because I don't see things as good or bad.
Mm-mm.
I just see things are, you know. Sometimes things do seem like they're not as kind as they could be, and other times the kindness is just, like, so moving. It's just amazing. And I believe that because we've come into this age of manifestation and awareness that we have the power to manifest, that maybe things are just wobbling a bit and finding their way to proportion. That's what I would like to hold as a reality anyway, because I think that, you know, people are good, and there seems to be an excitement about a newfound power. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
It makes a lot of sense, and, you know, I think the other thing, the Hawaiians have a phrase that power flows where the focus goes.
Uh-huh.
And the media in America right now seems to have a really strong desire to have the power flow on the focus of fear. And in that case, you know, I feel like there's millions of good-hearted, kind, caring, loving people who are not getting any attention.
Right. Is that, well, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And that if our power of focus went on the goodness on this planet, fear and disorder would diminish so fast. Because I truly believe in my heart people are good in their hearts, and there are more good people on this planet ever than we have those who could be any other expression by the choice of their behavior. So I feel like that's part of our opportunity for each one of us, is to represent the goodness. I love it when the Dalai Lama says his religion is kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And we can always be kind. Now, I find when he says those words, that's true. As a potential, we can always be kind. And in the reality of living that on a daily basis, in times of stress and promoted fear and distress, being kind is a superlative and might seem like a stretch and sometimes almost feel impossible. And I think it's a wonderful point of focus, a wonderful opportunity for us to see what can we do with that.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, in the oracle, that's what the hearts teach us. The hearts teach us compassion. The clubs teach us understanding. And the diamonds teach us values. And the spades teach us wisdom. And it really is a choice. Moment by moment, it's a choice.
Well, I'm fascinated, Sharon, and maybe we could have a little more information about how specific and how extensive this oracle can be. When you mentioned that if you knew the birth date for the Earth, like you do know the birth date for California or for Los Angeles, is that something you could share with us so our listeners could really see what an amazing tool this is if they're not familiar with it?
Share information
about the birth date for California or for Los Angeles. Do you have that in your awareness?
I want to share something I just did here. There is a way to do names and locations in the cards. The cards has its own numerology.
Uh-huh.
There are 52 cards. There are 26 letters in the alphabet. So there are 26 lowercase and 26 uppercase, which is 52. So each letter in the alphabet, lowercase and uppercase, has a solar value with the cards.
Uh-huh.
And so I just did the name Earth with a capital E because that's the proper way to do that. And the Earth is the King of Clubs. Now, interestingly enough, in the cards, the King of Clubs in a traditional deck of cards is holding the Earth in one of his hands.
Really?
Yeah. So I've done this before. I hadn't done it for a long time. And the King of Spades, God is the King of Spades, and the King of Spades is the master of the deck.
Mm-hmm.
So it does all align. So I also did the word news, because you were talking about the media.
Right.
And I believe the media is, you know, dictated to, which is really interesting, because news is the Nine of Diamonds, which on the high side is the card of the universal giver. This is a card that networks and promotes and gathers information and shares it, right? On the challenged side, the unawakened side of this card, is dictatorship.
Wow.
President Bush is a Nine of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the first time I've ever referred to him as President Bush. Anyway, excuse me. But he is a Nine of Diamonds. And he's run our money. There's probably no money even to come close to covering what's been spent. And which the Nine of Diamonds can represent loss of money. However, you know, he is totally aligned with that dictatorship energy of this card. It's he's entitled and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he has the opportunity to be like Oprah. Oprah's a jack of clubs, and the first card in her life path is the Nine of Diamonds. And that's what she sees through, and that's how she communicates who she is in this world. She's amazing. She is giving, 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 and changing the face of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting to look at the cards that way. So the news is the Nine of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And the earth is the King of Clubs. So the earth, no matter what we do, the earth is going to do its own thing. Because the King of Clubs walks to the beat of its own drum.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what. And, you know, we see that. It doesn't matter what we do. It does what it wants to do. Nature does what it wants to do.
I think this is such a precious piece of information you've just brought to our awareness, Sharon, because in the subject of relating as the key of life, all 6.5 billion of we humans have one home, as Edgar Mitchell recognized when he came back from the moon. This planet has no separation for state or nation or anything else. It's one gorgeous, gorgeous home. And taking the information you've just given us and recognizing all life on this planet has a distinct relationship with this earth, and that's our point of balance. And as she evolves, that's a non-negotiable choice for every other life form: evolve or evolve out of this form.
Mm-hmm.
Because I truly believe exactly what you said about the earth.
Mm-hmm.
She's been here way longer than we humans, and she will continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a caller calling in. Are you online?
Yes, is this Kay?
This is Kay.
Kay.
And who am I speaking with?
My name is Jack.
Pardon me?
My name is Jack.
Yes. Thank you for calling in. You have a question?
Well, I'm running through some difficulty in my life and just wondered if you could help me out. Maybe give me a reading.
You're breaking up a little bit. Sharon, did you hear the question?
He's having a little difficulty in his life, and he's wondering if you can help him out.
You're having some difficulty in your life and wondering if I can help you out?
Yes, Kay.
Is this difficulty mental, physical, emotional, spiritual? Does it seem to affect all areas?
Well, it's emotional and spiritual. I think physical as well, actually.
Uh-huh. And are you in pain, physical or emotional pain?
Well, my doctor seemed to think so.
Uh-huh. And do you agree with the doctor?
Well, maybe that's the conflict I'm going through, is that I may have a little disagreement, but I at the same time, I feel like definitely that there is something that is going in, you know, inside of me, you know, that's building up to I don't know how to put it, you know, in words, but that's leading up to something in my life, you know, as far as a physical maybe a catastrophe, you know.
Well, that is a possibility. It could be a physical catastrophe. And let's also look at the possibility it could be a physical evolution.
Mm.
So let's look at this possibility together, that the earth is naturally evolving.
Okay.
And we are a part of this incredible experience and expression with the earth. So let's look at your body as your earth being,
okay,
your earth self, and within that body is a divine plan of evolving.
Hmm.
And if given enough space, given enough breath and enough circulation and enough space, your cellular mass can evolve and transform itself. We know on a medical basis that every 7 years, all cells are renewed. And so at this time, let's take the possibility and the template that your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual self have a design to evolve and grow into your essence and your greatness. And so that would reduce any sense of catastrophe and allow you to focus your power on your truth, that your essence is emerging, and for you to make more space, whether that's in your thinking or in your own heart, to trust yourself and love yourself more, or physically. Maybe you need to relax a little bit more. And spiritually, to know you're constantly enfolded in your divine essence, no matter what you think or no matter how you feel.
Mm.
And these areas in your body or in your life that feel challenged or painful in relating the key of life, start talking to those parts of your body and say, I hear you. And it's helpful if you even put your hand on those areas and acknowledge with the kinesthetic touch, I hear you, I'm listening, and I'm committed to hear without having to have pain as my reminder to listen. What is it that you want me to know? What can I do to support you? So I think you'll be fascinated and encouraged.
Very enlightening, for sure. I think maybe you are right about one thing is that maybe I'm not listening to my that part of my body that's in pain, you know?
Instead of, in America particularly, we're so dedicated to get away from discomfort, get away from it, escape from it, instead of hearing it as a messenger and responding as quickly as we can and saying, I hear you.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it, for sure. I never thought of it that way, but I think that maybe if I did focus my thoughts and energies towards what it is that it's telling me and then coming back to it, you know, through a through the reality of that experience.
Right.
I think that that's very enlightening for me.
Well, and I would increase your hydration and consciously take deeper breaths and then do the communication. And I find it's also helpful when you're on an exploration like this, do some journaling so you make sure you don't miss any mile markers along the highway.
Because, very good point. Yes, very good point.
You're going to probably get a few clues at a time, and you don't want to miss anything.
Yes.
This is important communication from your body and your mind and your emotions and your spirit. And I can tell it's got your attention.
Oh, most definitely has my attention.
Yeah. And the other thing, for you to know is that once your attention goes to relating to your body, the body is so magnificent in responding because it's only been designed to be in wellness.
I have always felt throughout my life that I was so well attuned to what was happening in my body. Any changes, subtle changes in my body that I could actually feel the change, occurring. And a lot of people thought I was crazy, but I always could feel that, subtle change or that was taking place in my body, and I knew that something was wrong or that I was going through a healing process or that, something was damaged and then it was, getting better. But, but I always had that sense of oneness with myself, that clarity of, that of your body inside, what was going on in there. And a lot of people thought, think that I'm crazy because of that. How do you feel about that?
Well, I would recommend, first of all, you're not crazy at all. And what you've just reported to me is you have a track record of already having a really good relationship with your body. So I suggest you really trust your own personal track record. And now realize you're being communicated with at another level. And so when you pay attention, you're going to get some very expanded information. And so it sounds like you're evolving your relationship with your physicality, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual power to another level, which ties right into what Sharon and I were talking with the oracle and also astrology and the earth. So I think if we recognize that we are living crystals on this planet and we have a direct relationship with our beloved earth and the universal field.
Yes.
And as this earth is evolving, so is the universal field. And we are an integral part of that. And our physical body may need to go through some acclimation and calibration to fully be present with this transformation.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So the one thing I do know in what we've discussed about your trying and working with your body, I do know it won't hurt you.
Mm.
And it's kind and loving, and that's a very big part of all forms of our healing is kindness and loving.
Mm.
So give it a try. Trust your track record and know that your sensitivity is increasing and so will your messages.
Oh.
And you're certainly not crazy.
Well, thank you very much, Kay.
Thank you for calling in, and keep us posted on your progress, because I know that's what you're going to have.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Kay.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Sharon, I would like you to just mention to our listeners, how did this wonderful oracle come into your life?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'd have to say that the first time it showed up was when I was a child and my father taught me how to play poker.
Wow.
Then, yes, when I was 7 years old, he taught me how to play poker. And I'm sure I was playing cards before then. When I was 21, I began spontaneously laying the whole deck out and reading it. I had no book or anything. And interestingly, I was laying the cards out just as they're laid out in the spreads that make up the system that I read from. And that was shortly after my son Spencer was born, my first baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1990, I was in a store that had metaphysical books, and I felt like I was in there for a reason, and I couldn't seem to find what I was there for, and I started to leave, and just as I was about to go out the door, I turned around, and I saw a book with the card symbols on it, and this book had been written in 1947. No longer in print.
Goodness.
Yeah, and the title, The Sacred Symbols of the Ancients.
Wow.
And I went and grabbed it, took it home, and it was like reuniting with an old friend. I just knew that I already knew this. And that's how it, my same son, Spencer, as you know, was killed in a car accident 10 years ago. And that's
right.
When I began writing about the oracle. It was part of my healing process. And it's just sort of taken me over.
Well, I love your sharing that with us, Sharon. And the thing that I feel that's so important is that sometimes the things that are very much a part of our life for a long time, we don't recognize how special they are or that they really have any particular significance. And it's like when we wind our way through our own reality and begin to literally watch the mile markers or register what's the commonalities for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is, you know, it's very common. Playing cards is it's such a fun thing that the Hawaiians love to do, to play cards. Lots of cultures love to play cards, and many cultures use the same deck that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Every country has their own deck of cards.
Yes, and so I feel like in today's world particularly, it's really advantageous if we recognize there are a variety of icons, there's a variety of symbols, there's a variety of messengers that have been weaving wisdom throughout the ages. And these are available to us. Now, I can tell you, my audience, that how much I love this tool that Sharon works with. And no matter how much I love it, it won't stay in my brain. So you have a clue how grateful I am to have Sharon in my life, because when I have questions and I can hear this and I can retain the information, but I cannot retain the system. And so the reason I'm saying this is there are millions of people who have the same challenge with astrology,
mm-hmm,
or tarot, or numerology, or anything else. So what I'm referencing here is to really respect your own personal way,
mm-hmm,
that the universe is bringing you messages. And the key for me is I know if it's truly an authentic oracle and a wisdom carrier, mm-hmm, there will be commonalities throughout all of the mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, again, leaves it to our heart to determine the validity and the value of not only the oracle, but the one sharing it with us. So I think this is a very important piece right now in today's world, because there's lots of words and lots of voices and lots of people, and not necessarily that all of that news is going to be supportive for you.
Well, it's really interesting what you were saying at the beginning of the show about how you were asking the listeners, how do you live in your body, and how you relate to your body is how you relate to the rest of the world. And that's one of the things that's revealed as well by the oracle. Is, you know, it's different for each one of us, that somebody,
exactly,
that's born on a heart birthday. And by the way, if you want to, if you don't know what your birth card is, you can go to my website, Star of the Magi, M-A-G-I, starofthemagi.com, and you can look up your birthday card.
Now, Sharon, how would they do that? Do you have instructions for them on your site so that they'll
right
know?
On the front page it says what's
okay,
your
great
card, and if you click on there, it takes you to the calendar. But heart people, they relate through their emotions and their feelings, and clubs relate through their mind. Clubs, you know, they have to work to feel their body because their whole reality is in their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the diamonds are the body-oriented action people, more
mm-hmm
taking the thoughts and putting them into action. The spades are very planted in the earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
So it you know, the way, like if we had a classroom, I give this example a lot, if we were teaching a classroom of children and we had a project for them to do, all the little heart children would want to go do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And all the little club children would want to go to the library on their own and research it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the little diamonds would just run out and start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the little spades would just sit there and tell everybody what they missed.
Well, you know, as you're describing this, thank you. I love just what you've shared with us. And I'm recognizing how, you know, in astrology, this is also very indicative with the elements, you know, the fire, earth, air, and water.
Exactly.
And so just seeing the correlation between the elements of how much the heart would be the water people, and how they do flow together, and the clubs are the air, which works through the movement of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the diamonds, that symbol alone has focus. The fire has focus. It has action. It has movement. And then, of course, our spades, the spade as we know it as a tool, digs into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the earth holds that stability and that wisdom. So it's fascinating how that exchange, and I know there's quite a bit of astrology that weaves into the destiny cards, isn't there?
Yes, astrology and numerology are part of the system. Because we look at the seven, well, we look at the planetary influences, and it's very much a part of it in that way. And
mm-hmm.
if the difference is, I think, that you can, the cards are much more, it's easier to predict with them,
mm-hmm.
in, you know, more precisely in time. You can
now,
see.
Sharon, could you tell us a little bit about, you know, there's just been this big awareness of this July 17th date that they called Fire the Grid.
Uh-huh.
And what card is the card of that day, and how might that relate? Are you familiar with that information about Fire the Grid?
You know, I've got a lot of emails about that. It's the Jack of Clubs day.
Uh-huh.
July 17th. Which, now, if I were looking globally at this card, and I have to be completely honest with you, I'm not quite sure what Fire the Grid, I have an idea of what it is, but I didn't participate in what was going on. I had too much stuff going on myself.
Well, I think the most important thing for us, because there's been plenty of news that went out about Fire the Grid, the most important thing for us is to hear your version.
Right,
of that day, so we can all interface it with whatever we think Fire the Grid is.
Okay, great. I was afraid you were going to say something. I'm going, no, don't tell me.
Mm-mm.
The Jack of Clubs is a card of mental genius and creativity. This card has unlimited access to all realms of the mind, and it sits in Uranus and Venus. So this card really changes how we are in relationship with ourselves, how we're in relationship with each other, how we view relationship. It brings in that element of Uranus that breaks up old patterns, that's unpredictable and eclectic, that makes way for the new and brings in the future. I always think that people that are Jack of Clubs, birthdays,
mm-hmm.
come from the future. I've
uh-huh.
always thought that. I think these people come from the future.
Uh-huh.
And they sit in the Venus column. That card sits in the Venus column. So to me, it's not only about relationship, it's also about the heart.
Uh-huh.
And awakening that energy and hooking it up with where it is we're actually going, not how we've been or where we've come from, but someplace completely new and different that's more electric, more eclectic, more universal, more cosmic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Seven of Spades is the card that rules the word technology. And the Seven of Spades is the card of the mystic.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest time, you know, spirituality, when we get caught up in our concepts, it puts a real low ceiling on things. Same with science. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that the technology that we have today is like the modern day mystic, that Seven of Spades, that is like lifting the lid off of everything so that it can all come together, instead of we have spirituality over here, we have science over here, but we go beyond that into our greater awareness and wisdom, because it's in our wisdom, which comes from our self-knowing of who we really are, that then we can really open up and dance with the forces that are so great and completely infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And this card represents infinity. It
uh-huh.
represents taking tradition and just throwing it straight into the cosmos, but in a connected way. So it's connecting, it's uniting, it's networking. It's like, you know, firing up the grid to me sounds like a galactic move. This would be a galactic card.
And adding, you know, just taking, okay, if we didn't know anything at all about fire up the grid, but we had the intention that on that day we were going to focus and do that for the love and betterment on this planet, then we take the Hawaiian principle of power flows where the focus goes. on a Jack of Clubs day, there's a huge context to support an evolving experience and consciousness by just through the focus.
Well, you know what's interesting? One of the greatest challenges for the Jack of Clubs is to focus.
Isn't that interesting? Because that would be the focus through the cognitive mind. So if you see the Jack of Clubs as the mystic messenger, then that focus is a galactic focus, not a cognitive frontal lobe focus.
That's exactly what it is. And what's interesting is because this card is in the sign of Cancer, the Four of Diamonds is also very much of an influence on that day. And that card is about bringing values into form, stabilizing.
Uh-huh.
So you've got this underneath that Jack of Clubs, this solid foundation of the four and the diamond, which brings heaven and earth together. And then you've got this Jack of Clubs on the top, which just goes out into those galactic, cosmic, universal, you know, realms of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And connect. So it's like, it's almost like reaching down into the roots, and this is the image I'm getting, is the roots have become electric. I would say, yeah,
mm-hmm.
It makes sense to me, firing up the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And the other card that comes into play with this is the card of the dreamer, and a card that rules fate and destiny. So when I look at all this together, it's like, well, you know, this would be us taking all of humanity throughout all of time and plugging it in.
That's a very, very powerful thought, and it reminds me of some information that Marshall Thurber had mentioned at a training I was at one time about there are three things that have changed life on this planet forever. And one was when the car engine was created, that concept, not necessarily the car engine, but that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And one was when the atom was discovered and split.
Mm-hmm.
And now the World Wide Web. So when we're talking about this neurological and electromagnetic expansion, we have a context now that around the globe acts very similarly to what our own personal nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Our own personal nervous system is the pathway for energy and electrical impulses to travel throughout our being. So we have movement
and that's Uranus,
aliveness.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
And
that very thing is happening, you know, with Uranus in Pisces since 2003, and then Neptune has been in Aquarius since 1995. And so we've seen a huge, huge surge in creativity in the electromagnetic field, energy happening with the sun and with the planets and then with the electronics. So I think it's very important we recognize this all is happening, and so it is in our body as well.
Mm-hmm.
Remembering that our body's connected to the earth, our body's in relationship with the universe. If these things are being produced, then our personal neurological system in our body is also being influenced. And if we look at what we see being produced, we're saying, oh, it's expanding and it's networking and creating many things, not from a value system of good, bad, or anything else, but it's a major connecting field influencing life in a way that has never happened to our knowledge before. So I think that, again, brings us back to the relating.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember that all that's happening, quote, out there, first started in here by somebody receiving the idea and producing it, and then that production or that exploration or that discovery is going to have its breath right back into our body,
mm-hmm.
into our neurological system, into our brain, into our thinking, into our educational process. And thus is the evolution of the breath in and the breath out and the relationship of all life. So I love these oracles that can help, like, just open little windows and open little doors, and then we can start seeing how these weave together so our cognitive mind can have some sense of recognition and understanding. That brings us a lot of comfort, is to think that we have some understanding of evolutionary changes that our body is experiencing and we might not always know.
Yes, well, things seem to be a lot more electric, don't they?
They do.
That's,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the opportunity, is really, you know, firing up our own grids and really becoming more, you know, learning to resonate more with all this electrical energy that's going on, because I feel like that's what it is. I know, that's what it feels like in my body anyway.
Right. And with Uranus in Pisces, now Dr. Emoto from Japan, who's worked with the power of water, mm-hmm. and when he says that the earth is three-fourths water, our body is three-fourths water, and water is the primary conductor for vibration. Well, Uranus works on the neural pathways, and Pisces is the ocean.
Right.
So that's since 2003, March of 2003, till 2010. And this particular relationship with Uranus and Pisces won't happen again for 84 years. This is a very special time to be in our body on this planet and to be here together. It's very special. And certainly special to have you join us, Sharon, and I thank you so much, and I hope that you'll agree to come back again.
Thank you very much, and I would love for you to come on to my radio show as well. And
I love that.
Thank you for having me. It's been really nice having this conversation with you. I have tremendous respect for you and your work, as you know, and I'm just thrilled that we can do this together.
I you as well, Sharon. And would you please give our listeners information now, how they can contact you for personal sessions or go onto your wonderful website and buy your book?
I have two websites. One is itsallinthecards.com. And that is all about compatibility, relationship compatibilities. And those reports just went on sale, actually, for under $5. So this would be the time to do that if anybody wanted a report on two people. Then my main website is Star of the Magi, StarofTheMagi.com. You can read about your birthday there. I put the card of the day up every day there. You can email me from there. If you want to call me directly, you can call me at 323-850-0812. And you can order my book either on my website if you want a signed copy, or through Amazon. It's also in bookstores, Cards of Destiny. And Kay, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you, Sharon, so much. I know you're a very, very busy lady, and I really appreciate your taking this time, and I look forward to our getting to do this again together very soon. And the listeners can email questions to info@globalfamilyeducation.com or contact you, Sharon. We'll definitely work with those questions. And I want you to be able to know that you can go on our website for Global Family Education Center is www.globalfamilyeducation.com. And you'll be able to look at the books that I've published, the CDs that are available, the teleconference trainings that are available. There's a free one-hour session that you can have by going to the website. If you speak Japanese or want to refer, we have Japanese websites since I teach in Japan 2 months out of every year. So thank you ever so much to all of you for joining us tonight, and I would like to tell you that next week I'm going to share communication as a bridge for love using the model that I have in my book, Point of Power, which comes from the tree model. So next week you'll get to explore, are you a root, a trunk, a branch, or a leaf? And that book, Point of Power, is available on our website, globalfamilyeducation.com, or on amazon.com, as is my latest book, Wheel of Life Cycles. So let's just take a breath together in gratitude that we have a safe place. We have this wonderful radio station, BBS Radio, making it possible for us to join our hearts and our minds and our energy. And I want to bid you a Hawaiian aloha through Anoa'i, Ko'alahele. Blessings on your journey. A hui ho, until we meet again. Aloha.
Yeah.